兄姊妹早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
很高兴今天有这样的机会来到New World 跟弟兄姊妹有分享主话语的特权。
It is a pleasure to be able to be among the brothers and sisters here at the New World Fellowship to have the privilege to share with you the Lord's words.
我去过很多不同的教会。
I've gone to many different churches.
这是最美丽的礼拜堂。
This is the most beautiful sanctuary.
我非常的羡慕你们有这么漂亮的设备。
I'm very envious that you have such a beautiful facility.
因为我自己以前是搞木材的。
Because I used to be in the business of lumber.
所以我看到这么漂亮的木结构，真是大开眼界。
So I'm very impressed, and when I see such beautiful woodworks.
这一次是因为刘弟兄的公子结婚，所以特地从上海飞到这里。
This time I came here especially from Shanghai to attend Brother Liu's son's wedding yesterday.
那过去一个月在远东有不停的服侍。
I've had service ministries non-stop in Far East for the past month.
平常每一次到远东一个月以后回来精疲力尽。
Usually when I come back from the Far East, I am exhausted.
郭弟兄，我是指贵堂的郭弟兄，他坚持要我在这里跟大家有机会分享主的话。郭立远。罗弟兄
Our brother Kevin Lord insisted that I share with you here.
那我只有顺服。
Therefore, I can only be obedient.
请你们为我的身体祷告，求主给我力量。
I ask you to pray for me physically, that I ask the Lord for strength.
让我能够在这里把主的话讲解得清楚。
That I can explain clearly the Lord's words.
今天我要跟弟兄姊妹交通的题目是。福音的目的。
Today the message that I want to share with you is the purpose of gospel.
也就是说，今天我们每一个基督徒享受了主赐给我们这一个伟大的福音。
That is to say, every Christian today we've enjoyed the amazing gospel that the Lord has given to us.
我们原来跟神无份也无关。
Before we had no part and we are disconnected from the Lord.
今天我们成了何等人？完全是主耶稣基督的功劳。
Today, the kind of people that we have become, it is completely due to the work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因着他的宝血，他的舍命，我们可以回到神的家。
It is because of his precious blood and because of his sacrifice that we can return to the God's house.
我们享受了主做的最大的牺牲。
We are enjoying the greatest sacrifice of God.
但是，神这样做。为什么？
However, why is it the Lord had done this?
我们享受了这样大的恩典，我们的盼望是什么？
We have enjoyed such great salvation. What is our hope?
所以我今天愿意借着这个题目，福音的目的，我们来思想神所盼望的跟人所盼望的是不是吻合？
Today, therefore, I want to, through this message, the purpose of gospel, to think with you whether our hope and God's hope, is it in harmony with each other?
最近几年在美国有两本非常非常畅销的书在同一个作者的分享里头。
Over the past few years, there are two very famous books written here in the States, written by the same author.
一本书就是Purpose-driven life, 一本是 purpose-driven church.
One of them is purpose-driven life, and the other one is purpose-driven church.
我以为你要翻成中文。我不知道那个中文翻译成的啊。
标杆。
哦，对对对，标杆人生，对 ，right. 非常的畅销在美国。
It is very popular here in the States.
那么。作者是讲到我们的人生应该有一个很明确的目标。
The author talks about that in our life there ought to be a very clear purpose.
那么教会也是如此。
And same for the church.
但是有一个根本的问题。
However, there is a fundamental problem.
这个问题是，这个目标是人设定的呢，还是神设定的？
The fundamental question is whether this purpose is set by man or set by God.
这个源头的问题非常重要。
This question of the source is very important.
在这个世界，人自己设立我们人生的目标，那你会成功。
In this world, if we set our own purpose, then we will succeed.
这也是今天很多世界上的人所为自己设立的人生的终结，你希望达到什么？
And in today's world, this is what many people do. They set their own destination.
那么基督徒呢？
But what about Christians?
基督徒的目标到底是什么？
What is the purpose for a Christian?
我们享受神的救恩，到底我们想从这个救恩里头得着什么？
We enjoy God's salvation, but what do we actually want to get from the salvation?
请我们来打开几段的圣经。
Let us turn to our scripture.
请首先看出埃及记。
Let us first look at Exodus.
这段圣经是神亲口对犹太人说的，当他把犹太人从埃及解放出来。
These words the Lord personally spoke to the Israel people when he brought them out of Egypt.
我请大家看十九章头六节。
Let us read the first six verses of chapter 19, Exodus.
我请弟兄一节，姐妹一节，轮流读完这六节圣经。
We will have the brothers read one verse and the sisters read the other verse.
中英文都可以。
You can read it in Chinese or English.
弟兄请，以色列人出埃及地以后满了三个月的那一天，就来到西乃的旷野。第二处的圣经，我们打开《民数记》。
Second verse, let's turn to Numbers.
十四章。
Chapter 14.
民数记十四章。
Numbers chapter 14.
我们要读第一节到第四节。
Let us read from verse 1 through 4.
第一节到第四节，弟兄请。当下全会众大声喧嚷，那夜百姓都哭号。看几处新约的圣经。
Let us now read a few verses from the New Testament.
希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter
3. 第七节。
Verse 7.
念到十二节。
Verse 7 through 12.
弟兄请，圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话， 你们的祖宗视我探我，并且观看我的作为有40年之久。第四章。
Chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第二节。弟兄，我们既蒙留下有进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧，免得我们中间或有人似乎是赶不上了。
For indeed we have had good news preached to us, just as they also.But the word that they heard did not profit them.
最后，我们看启示录。
Lastly, let's turn to Revelation.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
第九、第十两节。
Verse 9 and 10.
启示录第五章第九节，弟兄们，他们唱新歌。说你配拿书卷，配揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族各方各民各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。好，我们再有点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
亲爱的天父，我们何等的喜乐，在主日的清晨，我们有这样的权利来到你的施恩宝座。
Dear Heavenly Father, how pleased we are that on the Sunday morning we can come before your blessed throne.
不是我们配，乃是你的恩典。
It is not that we are worthy, but it is because of your grace.
因着你儿子的宝血，为我们开了这条又新又活的路。
It is because of the precious blood of your Son that you have opened this living and active road for us.
今天我们靠着他，我们可以坦然无惧来到施恩座。
Today, through him, we can boldly come before the mercy seat.
我们擘饼，我们喝杯，纪念你的名。
We break the bread and we drink from the cup to honor your name.
现在我们也奉你的名来传讲你宝贵的话语。
And we also, in your name,spread your words.
我们向你承认，不论说话的、翻译的、听话的，我们都缺乏智慧。
We admit to you that whether it is the one who is speaking, translating, or all those who are listening, we lack wisdom.
我们也没有能力来，明白来传讲你宝贵属天的话。
And we are not able to express your precious words.
但是感谢你，你把真理的圣灵赐给我们。
But thank you that you've given us the precious spirit of the truth.
你知道我们不能。
Because you know we cannot.
但是在你凡事都能。
But through you, all things are possible.
因此我们向你祷告，求主今天把真理的圣灵厚厚的浇灌在我们每一个人的心里。
Therefore, we beseech you, Lord, that you anoint us today with the Holy Spirit of truth.
给我们力量。
To give us strength,
给我们智慧
give us wisdom,
让我们在你面前一同蒙恩
so that together we can be blessed before you,
让你的话解开
open your words,
使愚人通达
so that the foolish can be wise,
让你的话解开我们就得见亮光
open your words so that we may see the light,
让你的话解开我们就得着粮食
open your words so that we may receive the food,
让你的话解开成我们脚前的灯路上的光
Open your words so that they become the light before our foot and the lamp on the road.
让我们不至于迷失了方向。
So that we will not lose direction.
主啊，我们何等可想听见你生命的话语。
Lord, we truly hope to hear words of your wisdom, the words of your life.
求圣灵向我们每个人说话。
Pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to each one of us.
仆人们静听。
And the servants are waiting to hear.
听我们众人。同心合意的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Lord, please listen to the united prayers of all the saints, and we pray in your name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们第一处的圣经是念出埃及记十九章。
The first few verses we read are from the book of Exodus.
那段话是非常的美。
These words are very, very beautiful.
神把他自己比喻成老鹰。
The Lord compared himself to an eagle.
把神从埃及救赎出来的以色列人比作小鹰。
And he compared the people that he, the Israel people he saved from Egypt to be a little young eagles.
老鹰背着这些小鹰从埃及飞出来。
And the elderly eagle bore these young ones on his wing to be brought out of Egypt.
神对犹太人说，我将你们带来归我。
And God said to the Israel people, I've brought you to myself.
如果你们实在听从我的话，遵守我的道，我就要在万民中叫你们做属我的子民。
If you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession among all people.
你们要做我的祭司。
You shall be my priest.
是一个祭司的国度。
To become a kingdom of priests.
圣洁的国民。
A holy nation.
神叫摩西把这段话告诉犹太人。
And God told Moses to give these words to the Jewish people.
然后神就在西乃山颁布十诫。
And then God passed down the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai.
那是一个非常伟大又恐惧的一个场面。
This is a great yet fearful situation.
200万人站在这一个西乃山脚下。
2 million people standing at the foot of Mount Sinai.
有雷轰，有闪电。
And then there's thunder and there's lightning.
耶和华亲自在这个山上向犹太人说话。
And Lord Jehovah personally spoke to the Israel people from Mount Sinai.
大家听完神的话语。
And after they listened to God's words.
害怕。
They were fearful.
告诉摩西说，哎呀，我们实在是害怕死亡。
And they told Moses, we truly fear death.
叫摩西，你去听，再来跟我们讲好了。
And then they told Moses, go yourself and tell us afterwards.
但是，他们所有的人都站在耶和华面前表态。
But all of them stood before the Lord Jehovah.
大家都向神说，凡耶和华所吩咐的，我们都要遵守。
And they proclaimed to the Lord that all that the Lord has spoken, we will do.
所以没有一个人不愿意来遵行耶和华的诫命。
Therefore, not a single one of them wanted to disobey God's commandment.
稀奇的事情是神的考试。
But what is amazing is God's test.
因为十诫颁布之后。
Because after the Ten Commandments were passed down.
神又把摩西召到山上去了。
The Lord called Moses up to the mountain again.
神继续把他的启示颁布给摩西。
And the Lord continued to give Moses his commandments.
这一去不是一天，不是两天，不是十天，乃是40天。
But this time it wasn't 1, 2, or 3 days; it was 40 days.
犹太人就等的不耐烦了。
And the Israel people became impatient.
然后他们就对亚伦说话。
And then they spoke to Aaron.
亚伦啊。为我们造个神。
And they said to Aaron, make a God for us.
因为这个带我们的摩西已经不见了。
Because the Moses who led us has now disappeared.
摩西那天我们都不知道什么思想跑到亚伦的脑袋里。
We don't know what thoughts entered into Aaron's head.
他说好啊。
He said fine.
你们奉献呢？
Make sacrifices.
他们也很乐意的奉献，把所有身上的金戒指。金耳环通通奉献。
And they were very willing to offer. They gave their earrings, their rings, their jewelries, all as sacrifices.
亚伦显然收集了一大箩筐。
And Aaron collected this big basket.
就丢在火里面一注，出来就是一个金牛犊。
And then he threw it into the fire, and out comes a golden cow.
注意他讲什么。
Notice what he said.
他说这就是领我们出埃及的耶和华。
He said, "This is the God that has led us out of Egypt."
大家都很高兴。
And everyone was very happy.
他们就献祭。
And they offer sacrifices.
守节在那里，唱诗赞美耶和华。
And they held a festival to praise the Lord.
神在山上。
And God was up in the mountain.
在山下，老百姓欢呼一片。
And the people down at the foot of the hill were joyful.
圣经说。他们坐下吃喝，起来玩耍。
And then the scripture said that they eat, they sang, and they enjoy themselves.
人人都很高兴。
Everyone was very happy.
大家都很满意。
Everyone was very satisfied.
只有一位非常的不满意。
Only one was dissatisfied.
就是他们所敬拜的耶和华。
And that is the Lord Jehovah whom they worship.
那一位在西乃山上向以色列人说话的这位神。
It is the God who was speaking to the Israel people from Mount Sinai.
他就叫摩西下山。
He told Moses to go down.
你去看你的百，你带出来的百姓。
Look at the people whom you brought.
等到摩西下山一看，摩西大怒。
And when Moses went down to the foot of the hill, he was angry.
他就把那个金牛犊磨成粉碎。
And he ground the golden calf to powder.
把手上从山上带下来那两块十诫的法板扎得粉碎。
And he took the tablets with the Ten Commandments written on it. He threw it onto the ground and it broke to pieces.
他要摩西，要以色列人喝那个水。
He wanted the Israel people to drink the water.
所以你看见一件事情。
So you see one thing.
40天前，所有人都在耶和华面前说，凡耶和华所吩咐的，我们都当遵行。
40 days ago, all Israel people stood before the Lord and answered, "All that the Lord has commanded, we will do."
可是短短的40天。
But shortly afterwards, 40 days later,
他们就违背了他们答应遵守的十诫。
And they violated the Ten Commandments that they had promised to keep.
头两诫就告诉以色列人，耶和华是独一的神。
The first two commandments says that the Lord Jehovah is the only God.
不可以雕刻任何的形象。
And you cannot make any image.
但是他们居然就雕出这一个金牛，而且称他为耶和华来崇拜他。
However, they made this golden calf and worshipped him as Lord Jehovah.
坐下吃喝，起来玩耍。
They sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play.
没有一个人有任何一点良心不平安的事。
And they did not have any guilty conscience.
这不是很稀奇的一件事吗？
How amazing is this?
没有一个弟兄姊妹会觉得我们这样做是得罪耶和华的，包括亚伦在内。
Not a single brother or sister, including Aaron, felt that by doing this we would offend our Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters,
你看这幅图画，这段历史。
When you look at this picture, when you look at this period in history,
问题出在哪里？
What is the problem?
难道他们有意跟神作对吗？
Is it that they on purpose were offending and going against God?
我想不是。
I don't think so.
就着他们每一个人的心愿来讲，个个感谢、赞美、敬拜耶和华。
According to their own hearts, each one of them praised and thanked the Lord.
因为神用了奇事，用了神迹，用了大能，把他们从法老的手下，40天前，大概2个月前把他们拯救出来。
Because God, 2 months ago, through miracles and signs and great works, freed them from the hand of the Pharaoh.
他们实在相信神是大能的神。
They truly believe that God is a God with great power.
他们也诚心诚意在耶和华面前说，我们要遵行神所吩咐的一切诫命。
And they sincerely answer that all God has commanded they will do.
可是，现在他们居然做了这件事情，让神激怒的愤怒。
However, they've now done this thing that greatly angered the God.
摩西也怒到连那两块十诫的法板都砸碎了。
And Moses is also so angry that he threw down the tablets with the Ten Commandments written on it.
问题在哪里？
Where is the problem?
你会发现，神所要求的跟人所要求的搭不上线。
You will see that what the Lord has commanded and what people want, it is disconnected.
神与人中间有一个好大好大的差距。
There is this great distance between men and God.
就人的愿望来说，
According to men's wish,
犹太人希望什么？
What do the Jewish people want?
他们祷告了400年，要求什么？
They prayed for 400 years. What did they request?
神啊，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神啊，救我们。
God, the God of Abraham, Jacob, and the God of Abraham and Jacob, save us.
因为我们在法老的暴政底下。
Because we are under the hands of the Pharaoh.
我们每天和泥做砖，每天做这样的同样的工作，有四百年之久。
For 400 years, we have done the same hard work day in and day out.
我们虽然活在埃及是丰富之地，不愁吃不愁穿，但是我们人生没有意义。
Even though we live in this land of Egypt, filled with abundance, our lives have no meaning.
我们做人家的奴隶。
We are slaves.
神啊，救我们脱离法老的手。
God, save us from the hands of the Pharaoh.
让我们能够有自己的国家，自己的王。
Let us have our own nation and have our own king.
我想，这是每一个出埃及的以色列人当年做的祷告。
I think this is the prayer of every Israel who left Egypt.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
他们要的是脱离法老的苦难，这个压榨。
What they want is to be freed from the oppression of the Pharaoh.
他们能够过一个自己做主的日子。
They want to be their own lords.
有自己的自由。
To have their own freedom.
有自己的家庭，有自己的事业。
To have their own family and to have their own career.
如果神能够答应这样的一个祷告，那么他们就觉得人生就很满足了。
And if the Lord can answer such a prayer, then they will be very satisfied with their lives.
但是你看神说什么呢？
But do you see what the Lord has said?
神借着摩西，我们在十九章来读的时候。
When we read Exodus 19, the Lord through Moses said.
神自己告诉他们。
God himself told them.
是我把你们从埃及解放出来。
I freed you from the land of Egypt.
我好像老鹰背着小鹰把你们背出来的。
And I bore you on the eagle's wing.
神有一个目的。
There is a purpose.
神的目的是什么？
What is God's purpose?
他说，我要让你们做我的子民，你们是属于我的。
And he said, I want you to be my people, my own possession.
我要你们成为一个祭司的国度。
You shall become a kingdom of priests.
来侍奉我。
To serve me.
这是神对他们的要求。
And this is the requirement God has for them.
你如果把这两个愿望放在一起。
If you place these two wishes together,
啊，上海话说不搭嘎。
In Shanghainese, you would say they're completely not related.
神说神的，人做人的。
God is saying His own words, and men are doing their own things.
这就是问题的所在。
And that is the problem.
神要求我今天来救你们，是为着我自己的荣耀。
God has said that I've saved you today for my own glory.
不错，我听见你们的祷告，知道你们的痛苦。
That is correct. I've heard your prayers.
但是，我救你们，不是仅仅把你们从法老的手中脱离而已。
And I know your sufferings, and I am not saving you only to free you from the Pharaoh's hand.
我救你们从法老的手里面出来，我要你们来做我的子民。
I freed you from the Pharaoh's hands to become my people.
而且我要给你们一个尊贵的地位。
And I want to give you this privileged status.
叫做祭司。
And called priest.
让你们整个形成一个国家，叫做祭司的国度。
So that you can form a nation called a kingdom of priests.
这个国度在这个地球上是无独特的。
And this kingdom on this earth is unique.
祭司的职责是什么？
What is the ministry of a priest?
一面来讲侍奉神。
On one hand, it is to serve God.
献上祭物。
To offer sacrifices.
把神所要求的祭献在他的殿中。
To offer the sacrifices that the Lord has required into his temple.
敬拜侍奉神。
To worship and to serve God.
这是对着神说的。
And this is to God.
转过来对着人呢？
And if you turn it around and say, what do they do to men?
他要把神的话语教导给神的百姓。
They must teach God's words to God's people.
让世界上的人能够认识谁是耶和华。
So that the people of this world would know who is Lord Jehovah.
换而言之，祭司是一个桥梁。
In another word, a priest is a bridge.
神在一边，人在另外一边，祭司就站在这两者之间。
Man is on one end of the bridge, and God is on the other end, and priest is standing in the middle of the bridge.
而且神在这里启示的不是一个人，而是一个国。
And what God has revealed here is not one person but one nation.
这一大群200万的蒙恩的人，
these 2 million people who were saved,
他们一起站在神面前来做一个祭司的国度。
Together they stood before God to become a kingdom of priests.
这是一个大的启示。
This is a great revelation.
这是神心目中一个很重要的设计，他的旨意。
This is a very important design in God's heart.
现在向这一群蒙恩的以色列人启示出来。
And this is now revealed to the Israel people who are saved.
我们现在来看的话，我们觉得神真是叫做高抬了这一群奴隶。
If we look at it today, then we would say that the Lord has truly lifted up these slaves.
好好想一想。
If we think about it carefully.
谁有资格侍奉王？
Who is worthy to serve the king?
不是任何人都可以侍奉君王。
Not everyone can serve the king.
要服侍王，还得有特殊的地位、资格，才能够谈到侍奉王。
You must have a special status and a special privilege in order to serve the king.
对吧？那么今天这位比王更高的创造万有的神，谁能侍奉他呢？
Then today, who can serve the king who is above all kings, the one who created heaven and earth?
他岂不需要更荣耀的一批人，更有尊贵地位的一批人来侍奉这位万军的耶和华呢？
Doesn't he need a even more privileged and higher status people?To serve the Lord of Lords.
那把这样的一个荣耀的地位，他赐给谁呢？
And this glorious status, who does he give it to?
这一群奴隶。
He gave it.
法老的奴仆。
He gave it to this group of slaves, the slaves of the Pharaoh.
请问谁高抬了谁呀？
Let me ask you, who has lifted up whom?
啊，是这位被奴隶侍奉的耶和华神被高抬呢，还是这一批奴隶被高抬了呢？
Has the Lord who is being served by the slaves have been uplifted, or are the slaves who are being uplifted?
所以如果我们好好想一想，你能够得到一个很简单的答案，不是人高抬了神，相反的，乃是神高抬了人。
If you think about it carefully, then you will know that it is not that God, man has uplifted God, but the other way around, that God has uplifted man.
照理说，这一群犹太人应该是跪着趴着来侍奉神。
Supposedly, these Israel people should have knelt down and prostrated themselves before the Lord to serve him.
但是事实你看，他们却根本不懂神的心。
But in reality, they did not even understand what is in the God's heart.
等到他们真正要去侍奉的时候，他们是照不是照着这位神的启示来侍奉，乃是照他们自己的愿望来侍奉。
When they truly started to serve the Lord, they did not serve him according to his wishes.But according to their own.
金牛事件就是一个典型的说明。
The event of the golden calf is a unique example.
所以你可以看到，在这个地方，犹太人所希望的是照着他们自己的意思，是照着埃及的老传统，侍奉偶像的方法来侍奉这位伟大的神。
Therefore, you see, the Israel people wanted to serve God according to their old tradition, according to the tradition of Egypt to serve this God.
他们把荣耀的神变成了偶像。
They turned a glorious God into an idol.
他们所希望的，照着这个方式来侍奉，他们的良心可以让他们坐下、吃喝、起来、玩耍。
According to what they did, then they can sit down to eat and drink and rise up to play.
这个问题不是单单发生在摩西的时代。
This problem did not only occur in Moses' time.
你如果把旧约的历史继续往下读，
If you continue to read the history in the Old Testament,
在士师的时代，
In the age of judges,
在君王的时代，
In the age of kings,
这个问题一直存在。
This problem continued to surface.
你如果去读新约使徒行传第七章斯提凡的正道词的里头，他把整个以色列的历史做了一个总结。
If you read Acts in chapter 7, when Stephen was speaking, then he summarized the entire history of the Israel people.
神说你们这些人不是抬的我的会幕，你们抬的乃是没落的帐幕。
The Lord said to them, "You did not. You are not carrying my temple, my."
Tabernacle.
You were not carrying my tabernacle. You were carrying your own fallen tabernacle.
然后你们所侍奉的不是耶和华神，乃是离翻神的心。
You are not serving Lord Jehovah, but you are serving the idol in your own heart.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，人今天。 有一个很大的难题在侍奉神的事情上。
Today we have a great difficulty in serving God.
我们是照着自己的愿望侍奉神。
We serve God according to our own wishes.
我们没有真正照着神的旨意来侍奉神。
We are not serving God according to God's wish.
犹太人的历史，整个的旧约圣经就是那个完整的记录。
The history of the Israel people, the entire Old Testament, is a complete testimony of that.
今天我们是新约的选民。
Today we're the chosen people of the New Testament.
我们是蒙耶稣基督宝血拯救，从这个世界、从罪、从肉体释放出来的。
We are people who have been freed from sin, from flesh, from this world.
在原则上跟旧约的以色列人是一样的。
In principle, we're the same as the people in the Old Testament.
而且我们的经历，我们所 有的地位是远超过了犹太人当年在旧约的经历。
What we have experienced and our status far surpasses the experience of the Israel people in the Old Testament.
照理说，我们的侍奉应该比旧约的时候犹太人的侍奉更好、更美。
Supposedly, our service should be better and more beautiful than the ones of the Old Testament.
但是我们如果好好的把这2000年教会的历史来看一看的话，
However, if we carefully look through the 2000 years of history of the church,
你会发现教会的历史并不比犹太人的2000年历史好到哪里去。
Then you will see that the 2000 years of history of the church is no better than the history of the Israel people.
我们看这2000年教会的历史，我们会发现神的心是何等的伤心。
We will see how grieved God's heart is if we look at the church's history over the past 2,000 years.
也应验了传道书的一句话：“日光底下没有新的事。”
And it also testified the truth of the verse from Ecclesiastes, which is, "There is no new thing under the sun."
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters.
自从你蒙恩，我蒙恩之后，
Ever since your salvation and my salvation,
我们有没有好好的来明白神为什么救你，为什么救我？
Have we truly understood why God saved you and why God saved me?
今天我们教会所传的福音，
Today the gospel that the church preaches,
基本都是约翰福音3章16节，对吗？
What we preach is gospel book of John chapter 3 verse 16.
神爱世人，
That God so loved the world,
甚至将他的独生子赐给我他们，
That he has given his only begotten son,
叫一切信他的，
So that all those who believe him,
不至灭亡，反得永生，
Will not perish, but have eternal life.
感谢主， 我们都因着这一伟大的福音， 我们得救， 我们蒙恩了。
We thank the Lord that because of this amazing gospel that we've been saved.
但是，
However,
我们有没有再追问一句话？
Have we asked one more question?
神啊， 我真的那么了不起， 值得你用你儿子耶稣基督来换我吗？
God, am I really so great that I am worthy to be purchased by your Son, Lord Jesus Christ?
你花了这么大的代价买我这样的一个渺小反对神的罪人， 为什么？
Why is it that you have paid such a heavy price to purchase such a small and worthless person like me?
你做这么大的投资， 想从我的身上，或者说我们的身上得着什么？
You have made such a great investment. What do you hope to get from us?
哦，没有没有没有，神只是叫我们不要下地狱。
No, no, no. God just doesn't want us to go to hell.
将来有一天我们都可以怎么样上天堂。
And that one day we can all go to heaven.
对不对？
Is that right?
好，好像我们每一个基督徒都有这么一个印象。
It is as if each Christian has this impression.
但是这是神救你救我的目的吗？
But is this really the purpose why God saved you and me?
就好像当年以色列人被拯救出来，唯一的目的就是他们脱苦海，可以享受迦南美地的丰富吗？
Just like the Israel people in the Old Testament, did they really leave Egypt so that they can be freed from suffering and enjoy the beautiful land of Canaan?
我想这是很大的误解。
I think this is a great misunderstanding.
误解到一个地步，你太伟大了。
And you've misunderstood that you are so great.
神花这么大的代价救我们，是为着他自己的旨意。
God has paid such a heavy price to save us. It is because of His own will.
神对我们也讲了一句很重要的话，我们刚刚读了，在启示录里头。
And God has also spoken a very important verse to us in Revelation.
我们刚刚念的启示录第五章里头有两节圣经。
What we've read from Revelation chapter 5, there are two verses.
这两节圣经说出来，你以第九节的下半节，你用自己的血从各族、各民、各方、各国中买了人来。
The second half of verse 9 says that you have taken your own blood, you were slain and purchased for God your own blood. You purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation.
干嘛？
For what?
叫我们可以不要下地狱，可以上天堂。
So that we don't have to go to hell and we can go to heaven.
是有这个部分，但是这不是这段话所说的。
There is that portion, but this is not what this verse is saying.
这里面要告诉我们的事情，远超过罪得赦免、不下地狱上天堂而已。
This verse talks about things that far surpasses us not going to hell and going to heaven.
他说，是归于神。这句话跟刚刚我们读的旧约那句话像不像
？Is this similar to what we read from the Old Testament?
像。
Very similar.
神对旧约的那群人说归于我，现在新约神说我的儿子用血买你们归于神。
In the Old Testament it says that I bore you out of Egypt to myself, and here in the New Testament it says that I purchased you for my own.
所以在这里有一个主权的问题。
So there, here is a question of sovereignty.
如果你到店里面买一样东西，或者到汽车那里汽车行买一部汽车。
If you go to a store to purchase something, or if you go to a dealership to buy a car.
当你把这个价格付出去以后，你就拥有这一个东西你买的那个权利。
After you pay the price, you possess that piece of object.
神说，我已经买了你了，你是属我的。
Here God says, I have already purchased you. You belong to me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们有没有这一个认识？我们不是属于自己的，我们是属于出高价把我们买来的那位神。
Do we have this understanding that we do not belong to ourselves, but we belong to the God who has paid a heavy price to purchase us?
我想大部分的我们是在意识形态上没有真正了解这件事情。
I believe that the majority of us have not truly understood this.
如果我们真的了解这件事情，
If we truly understand this,
我恐怕我们的生活形态跟今天不太一样。
Then I would imagine that our lives and the way we live would be different.
今天我们的生活、我们的家庭、我们的事业，谁是老板？
Today our lives, our family, what we do, who is the boss?
我们的钱、我们的生命、我们的时间，谁是掌管的？
Who governs our life, our time, and our money?
我想，你仔细去思想的时候，你会发现，还是我们自己控制。
If you think about it carefully, then you will see that it is still ourselves that is governing and controlling it.
神没有真正的主权在我们的生命、我们的生活当中。
Lord does not truly have sovereignty in our lives.
第10节,
Verse 10.
就叫他们做国民,做祭司,归于神,
to make them to be a kingdom and priests to our God.
这是神买我们中间的内容。
This is the content, the substance of God's purchase for us.
国民就是说我们是一个国的citizen,是他的一份子。
To be people of his kingdom means that we are citizens of this kingdom.
那么一个国来讲,
and if you're talking about a kingdom, then there is a king.
在我们中国古时候,
in the ancient time in China,
王说话, 我们叫那个叫什么? 圣旨。
When the emperor speaks, then we say that this is the command, the holy commandment.
我们今天大概没有人在皇宫里面生活过, 我们只是在电视上看过那个领圣旨的镜头。
None of us have actually lived in a palace, but we've all seen the image from television.
王颁布圣旨, 谁听旨啊?
When the king, the emperor, is giving his commandment, who are listening?
他的大官。
His officials.
怎么听啊? 坐在椅子上听呢? 还是躺在床上听呢?
How do they listen? Were they sleeping in a bed or sitting on a chair?
啊, 跪着听的,
they kneel down.
跪在那里说, 愿王万岁, 临, 臣领旨啊,
they kneel down and they say, may the emperor live forever and I will listen to your words.
这叫做圣旨。
And that is called the holy word.
听完以后, 就回家睡大觉吗?
And then after you've listened to you, just go home to sleep.
不可能,
impossible.
刚好相反,
opposite.
听完圣旨以后, 觉就睡不着了。
After you've listened to the holy commandment, you can no longer sleep.
对不对?
Right?
开始紧张了。
You become stressed out.
因为这个王把一个责任交给你了。
Because the emperor has given you a responsibility.
哎呀, 你就要开始兢兢业业地来执行王的命令。
Then you have to diligently execute the emperor's commandment.
若不是如此,
if you do not do this,
什么事发生?
Then what will happen?
啊, 脑袋搬家。
And then he'll chop off your head.
对吧? 这是我们都懂的一件事情。
This is something that we all understand.
那么今天我们看到这一段话,
Today when we read these verses,
神说, 我把你们买来,
God said, I have purchased you,
做我的国民,
to become my people.
意思就是说, 他是这个国的什么? 王。
And meaning, he is the king of this kingdom.
我们是要听王的命令,
we have to listen to the king's command,
为这个王而活,
to live for this God.
今天有多少基督徒, 真的每一次听神的话, 当圣旨来听的呢?
How many Christians today truly listen to the Lord's words as the holy commandment?
我恐怕大部分的时候是左耳进右耳出漏。
I'm afraid that most time it goes into our left ear and comes right out of our right ear.
我担保我们在这里所听完的讲道, 一个月后来问大家, 讲了什么? 忘记了。
I'm positive that if I come back in a month and then I ask you, what have you heard today, then you would have forgotten.
同意吗? 因为我跟你是一样的。
Do you agree? Because I'm the same as you.
我们说神是王, 但是实际我们并没有活在那个王的地位主权之下。
Even though we say he is the king, we do not live under the sovereignty of this king.
因为我根本没有理解, 到底神在做什么? 我们跟他有什么关系? 我们所知道的这一切其实是人本的, 不是神本的。
We do not understand what is it that God wants to do. What we understand comes from us and not from God.
下面再仔细点说, 做祭司, 归于神。
And afterwards, it says it even more clearly, it is to be priests to God.
你就会发现神给我们的地位跟神给旧约那些以色列人的地位,
you will see that the status God has given to us is the same as what He has given to the Israel people in the Old Testament.
是一个侍奉神的职称,
it is a ministry to serve God called priest.
换言之, 我们被买来,
we have been purchased for one thing,
就是侍奉他,
and that is to serve Him,
做他的祭司,
to be His priest.
今天什么人做祭司呢?
today who become priests?
就是把领子倒过来穿的那一些特殊人物。
It is these special people who wear their collars inside out.
没听懂吗？
You don't understand.
接受过某一种神学教育，经过一群人按手，所谓 ordain 那一些人，他们叫祭司，他们侍奉神。
It is a group of people who have gone through a special training in a seminary who are especially ordained. These people are called priests.
但是圣经的话不是这样讲。
But the scripture doesn't say this.
凡是蒙宝血拯救买赎的人
，All those people who are redeemed by the precious blood，
全是当祭司的。
Are all priests?
我请问你。
Let me ask you.
你知道吗
？Do you know that?
你的名片上有这个职称吗
？On your business card, do you have this title?
我保证我们没有一个人有这个职称在你的名片上。
Let me I can promise you that none of us have this title on our business card.
我这个假设不会离谱太远吧
？My hypothesis is probably not too far away from the truth.
因为我们根本就不知道神给我们这个 job description 是什么东西。
Because we do not know what is the job description that the Lord has given to us.
然后下面更伟大的话又接着而来。
And there are even greater words that follow.
说在地上执掌什么？啊，王权。
And then it says they will reign upon the earth.
所以我看到诸位的时候，我应该说诸位王子们。
Therefore, when I see all of you, I should say greetings to all the princes.
因为将来每一位都是王啊。
Because in the future, everyone will be a king.
大家的表情非常的肃然。
I think you all have very solemn expressions on your face.
是我讲的话太深了呢？还是神的话难以理解呢
？Is it that what I've spoken is too deep, or is it God's word that is too hard to understand?
神要我们与他同掌权。
God wants us to reign together with Him.
这是神在我们身上的旨意。
That is the will God has on us.
但是，我们并没有真正吃透主这句话的意思。
However, we do not truly understand this verse.
我们只要神保守我们事业通顺，家庭平安，身体健康，感谢赞美主。
We only want God to give us a good career, a good family, to have good health, and then we praise and thank the Lord.
如果你是个学生，考试及格或者得 A， 哈利路亚。
And if you're a student, then if you can pass the test and get an A, then hallelujah.
我们的胃口很小的。
We have such small appetite.
我们所要求的真是叫做 Mickey Mouse.
What we want are such, it's so small.
神要给我们的又大又荣耀。
What God wants to give to us is so great and glorious.
我们说神啊，那个玩意儿我实在不太懂，你只要给我所要的就行了。
And then we say that is too hard to understand, Lord. Just give me what I want.
这就是我们跟神中间的难题。
And that is the difficulty between us and God.
神说神的。
God is saying His thing.
人想人的。
And then men are thinking of their own thing.
一个是天，一个是地。
One is heavenly and the other one is earthly.
这个差距太大了。
There is such great distance between the two.
所以我们的信仰其实是跟犹太人的信仰在这个原则上太像了。
Our belief is too similar to the Jewish people regarding this.
神当年就犹太人从以埃及出来，神有一个伟大的希望。
When God brought the Israel people out of Egypt, He had this great hope.
但是那1500年的历史告诉我们，他们没有达到那个神的期望。
And then 1500 years of history tells us that they did not achieve that hope.
因为人心里面想的跟神真正所要的天差地远。
Because what men are thinking in their own heart and what God wants is heaven and earth.
我们搞的半天的那个宗教其实是偶像式的宗教。
The religion that we have devoted ourselves to is actually idolatry.
如果你听听那些到庙里面求菩萨的人所做的祷告，
If you listen to the prayers of those people who go to temples,
保平安，
They ask for peace.
对吗？生儿子，
They ask for sons.
升官，
They ask to be promoted.
发财，
To be rich.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你如果把基督徒祷告会的录音录起来，
Brothers and sisters, if we record the prayers in Christian prayer meetings,
我想跟庙里那些祷告的人在内容本质上不会差太远的。
Then I think the essence of the content wouldn't be that different from those people who are praying to the Buddhas in a temple.
我们的难题还是人本，以自己为中心。
Our difficulty is still that we are centered around ourselves.
称他为上帝，称他为神，主啊，主啊，我们都会讲。
We can all call him God and call him the Lord.
包括讲道的人也是如此。
Including the preacher myself.
但是在真正的生活实行上，我们所做所为所求，跟神所要的十万八千里。
However, in our daily life, what we want and what we ask for is so far away from what God wants.
古时候以色列人是如此，新约基督徒还是如此。
In the old times, the Israel people in the Old Testament are like that, and the Christians of this age is continues to be like that.
我们以自己为中心。
We are focused on ourselves.
我们以自己所要求的满足为满足。
We are satisfied with the things that we want.
我们需要一个宽阔的心胸。
We need to have an enlarged heart.
从神的角度来看一切的事情。
To look at all things from God's perspective.
从神的需要来做我们的祷告。
To pray from the perspective of God's needs.
否则我们的信仰是一个偶像化的信仰。
Otherwise, our religion is a religion of idolatry.
我们在这里读犹太人的历史，那个在那里金牛事件的时候，我们笑犹太人。
We laugh at the Jewish people when we read about the golden calf.
哎呀，你们真是糟糕。
Oh, you're such terrible people.
你们才跟耶和华说我们要遵循耶和华所行的，那四十天之后就干不上了，就达不到标准了。
And you just promised the Lord that all that He commands you will do.40 days later, you can no longer live up to his standard.
但是今天我要讲的是说，我们并不比他们好到哪里去。
But today, what I want to say is, we are no better.
我们所犯的罪跟他们所犯的罪，在原则上没有什么太大的差别。
The sins that we have committed and the sins that they have committed, in principle, are not that different.
所以我求神怜悯我们。
Therefore, I ask God to have mercy on us.
让我们能够常常回到主的面前来省察。
So that we can often go before the Lord to examine ourselves.
我们真的明白神对我们的要求吗？
Do we really understand God's requirement for us?
我们真的把自己没有保留的奉献给他吗？
Have we held nothing back when we offered ourselves to Him?
我们是不是执行神的旨意，像古时候那些人执行皇帝的圣旨是一样的态度呢？
Do we execute God's commandments with the same attitude as those ancient people when they execute the emperor's words?
我们每天所追求的、所努力的那些事情、人事物，我们到底是为着谁？
The things and the things and the people that we chase after and we desire for, who are these things for?
如果是人本的。以自己为主为中心的。
If it is from men, if it is from yourself,
我们需要向神悔改。
Then we need to repent before God.
否则，我们是自己骗自己。
Otherwise, we're deceiving ourselves.
希伯来书我们读的那段话。
What we've read from the book of Hebrews.
他告诉我们，那些在旷野流失的人。
It tells us that those people who were lost in the desert, in the wilderness,
那些拒绝进入神最后那个旨意要求的人，
those people who refused to enter into God's last command,
圣经说他们倒闭在旷野。
The scripture says that they were fallen in the wilderness.
那么神就把那一段话放在新约来，用希伯来的作者向我们说。
And the Lord had placed these words into the New Testament in Hebrews, and through the author was speaking to us.
我们刚刚念。
We have just read it.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
我们既蒙下有进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧，免得我们中间或有人似乎赶不上了。
Therefore, let us fear if with while a promise remains of entering his rest, any one of you may seem to have come short of it.
因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样。
For indeed, we have had good news preached to us, just as they also.
只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
But the words that they have heard did not profit them, because it was not united by faith in those who heard.
在以西结的书里头有一段话。
In Ezekiel, there were these verses.
那个时候以色列人已经亡国了。
At that time, the nation of Israel had already fallen.
但是还没有完全完，因为尼布加尼撒王来打犹太人的时候是打三次。
Because the king of Nebuchadnezzar, when he came, he fought the Israel people three times.
那么第一次来的时候，掳去的是但以理。
The first time the people who were imprisoned were Daniel.
第二次来的时候，掳去的人叫以西结。
The second time the people who were was taken prison is called Ezekiel.
神就在外邦之地巴比伦呼召这两个人出来为神做见证。
And then in the land of the God had called out these two people to be his witnesses.
那么神叫以西结为神说话。
And then God had asked Ezekiel to speak for him.
我很喜欢他中间有一段话，说到当时的人听传道人讲道。
I very much like the words he spoke about the people of that time when they listened to the preachers.
他说这些以色列人
said,
来听你讲道，
they come to listen to your words.
好像听会唱戏的人一样。
As if they're listening to people who are singing.
他们只是听，
they're just listening.
但是他们并不会去做，
but they will never do it. When I read these verses,
我心里恐惧。
I'm fearful in my heart.
一面是为我过去所听过的道，我恐惧。
On one hand, I fear the sermons that I've heard in the past.
一面也是为我讲的道，我害怕。
And on the other hand, I fear for the sermons that I myself preach.
我在许多地方讲到，有很多弟兄姊妹很爱我，他就来告诉我说：“哎呀，洪弟兄啊，你讲的真好。”
When I preach at different churches, those brothers and sisters who love me would come up to me and say, "Brother Peng, you delivered such a great sermon."
我每次听到这样的善意的这个话语吧。
Whenever I hear these kind words,
我说完了。
I say, "Oh my goodness."
今天我一进门，有一位姐妹，我并不是对这个姐妹有什么意见，我只是做一个例子。
I want to give this example that, when I came in this morning, there was a sister who spoke to me.
哦，你就是彭弟兄吗
？She said, "Are you Brother Peng?"
我听说今天请了一位 super 讲员来了。
She said, "I heard that we had asked, we have a super preacher coming today."
是我们都很喜欢听 super preacher.
It is that we all like to listen to super preachers.
好像给我们一新耳目的机会。
It gives us an opportunity to hear new and fresh things.
因为人都喜欢有一些新东西，就像我们吃饭店，有新饭店的时候，大家都会挤着去的。
Because men all like new things, just like restaurants. When there's a new restaurant opening, everyone would rush there.
这是人性，我可以理解。我也在这个人性的里头。
That is just a human nature that is part of me as well, and I can understand.
但亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But dear brothers and sisters.
这里面有一件很可怕的事。
But there's a horrible thing in there.
就是我们听神的话，好像听戏一样。
When we listen to God's words, it is as if we're watching a movie.
听一个，no, singing.
Singing.
对，会听一个歌星，他唱得好，哎呀，太棒了。
That it is as if we're listening to a celebrity to sing, and if he does a great job, we applaud.
我想神并不欣赏这样的听戏的眼光来听神的话。
I do not think God enjoys us listening to His words as if we're listening to people who sing.
God does not enjoy.
Sorry, God does not enjoy.
Right. 如果不是 God enjoy, God 绝对不会 enjoy 这样的态度。
Sorry, God does not enjoy when people listen to His words. It is as if they're listening to people who are singing.
我们必须在心智上有一个改变。
We must have a change in our heart.
尤其今天我们如果相信主来的日子很近很近。
If we truly believe that the Lord's second coming is so near.
好像可以摸得到。
As if you can touch it.
那么教会我们在这个末世我们的角色是什么就是一个严重的问题。
Then it is a very serious issue. Then what is our position? What is our status in this last day?
今天我们用什么样的态度来听神的话？
Today, what kind of attitude do we have when we listen to God's words?
我们不能够来听一个 super 讲员，不，这个不是一个对的态度。
We're not here to listen to a super preacher. That is not the right attitude.
今天我们要知道神对我们有什么要求。
Today, we must know that what kind of requirements does God have for us?
神的圣旨对我们每一个基督徒有一个非常实际的要求。
God's holy commandments, there is a very practical requirement He has for us.
他要我们照着去办的。
He wants us to execute accordingly.
如果我们没有去办，有结果的。
If we do not execute accordingly, there is going to be a consequence.
个人有他的结果，教会有他的结果。
Each individual would have his own consequence, and church has its own consequence.
而且这个结果不是一个轻描淡写的结果，是个严重的结果。
This is not a light consequence; it is a very serious consequence.
所以希伯来书才会用很重很重的语句来警告基督徒。
Therefore, the book of Hebrews used very serious and hard words to warn Christians.
他说我们要郑重所听见的道理，免得我们随流失去。
It says that we must seriously listen to these words lest we fall short of it.
Or drift away.
Or drift away.
我们如果只是抱着来听听一个会讲道的人，像听一个会唱歌的人一样的话，我们听完就忘了，然后下一次再来听，下个月再来听，这个对我们的生命毫无造就。
If we're just coming to listen to sermons as if we're listening to people who are singing, and we listen and we forget, and we come again, then it is completely not edifying for our lives.
我们会有一个很可怕的属灵的黑暗临到我们。
Then there will be a terrible spiritual darkness that would come upon us.
就好像临到犹太人是一样的。
Just as it had fallen upon the Israel people.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters.
今天我跟大家交通的是我里头一个很重的负担。
Today, what I have shared with you is a heavy burden in me.
福音是有目的的。
Gospel has a purpose.
神付了这样的代价救你救我，不是就是让我们上天堂以后免下地狱，这不是他的目的。
God has paid such a heavy price to redeem and save you and me. It is not just for us to not go to hell and enter heaven. That is not His purpose.
是我们会有这样的神的祝福，但是这不是神救我们的目的。
It is correct that God has that hope, that is a portion of it, but that is not His purpose.
神救你救我，他要建立一个国。
God has saved you and me to form a nation.
他是这个国的王。
He is the king of this kingdom.
他要带下他的旨意，要我们照着去行。
He will bring down His will for us to act upon.
而且这个国是一个祭司的国。
And this is a kingdom of priests.
每一个蒙恩的人都要来侍奉他。
Every single one of us who are saved shall serve.
所以我们要去找出来到底我们应该怎么样来侍奉。
Therefore, we must find out how we can serve.
什么叫做合神心意的侍奉？
What is the service according to God's will?
这都是每一个基督徒要把它找出来的。
This is something that every Christian should find out.
然后照着这一个神的启示来做一个合神心意的祭司。
And then according to this revelation, to be a priest that is pleasing to God's heart.
这个世界才能够真正认识上帝是谁。
And then this world can truly know who God is.
神的心才能够从他的儿女身上得着该得的侍奉，该得的赞美。
And then God can receive the service and the praise that he should be receiving from his children.
求主祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless his word.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
因为你在我们身上有荣耀的旨意。
Because you have a glorious will on us.
我们的神不是小神，乃是大神。
Our God is not a small God, but a great God.
你的旨意是从永远到永远，必立定。
Your will be set from eternity to eternity.
你今天因着这目的创造了万有，也救了我们这些罪人。
Today, for your own purpose, you have created all things and you have saved us.
主啊，让我们这些蒙恩的儿女。
Lord, may all of us who are saved.
能够认识你的旨意。
May know your will.
能够爱你的旨意。
No, may love your will.
然后照着你的旨意，成为我们在地上生活的目标。
And may your will become the purpose of our lives in this world.
求你帮助我们。
May you help us.
求你启示我们。
As we ask you to reveal to us.
求你给我们力量，照着去行。
Give us strength so that we can act upon it.
这样，你的国就降临。
And then your kingdom shall come.
这样，你的旨意就行在地上，如同行在天上。
And then your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这样，我们就能够成为忠心良善的仆人。
And then this way we can become faithful and good servants.
就叫你的心得满足。
And may your heart be satisfied.
你的名得荣耀。
And your name can be glorified.
主啊，愿你的心意今天被我们所有的儿女照着去行。
Lord, may all of your children act upon your will.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.